Two recent stories in the news have grabbed the attention of commentator Peter Loge: progress on campaign finance reform, and President Bush's idea for T-ball on the South Lawn of the White House.
These might seem unrelated. Campaign reform tries to correct an election system more concerned with the pursuit of cash than the promotion of ideals. T-ball at the White House is an attempt to boost support for baseball and faith-based initiatives, a connection made by every 8-year-old left fielder's prayer: "Please, God, don't let them hit it to me." As someone who has spent a lifetime rooting for the Red Sox, New England's most famous Calvinistic faith-based initiative, and who currently makes his living in politics, I see the clear connection between the two. One point of campaign contributions is to buy influence. Campaign money helps pay for the ads that help elect members of Congress and the presidents, who hopefully will vote the donor's way. This is the same reason we have lobbyists, interest groups, petition drives, and phone banks. If one part of the system is squeezed, say campaign contributions are limited, another part expands, say more money for lobbyists. It's like a balloon filled with cheese whiz. The point of T-ball on the South Lawn is harder to identify. Is it a way for President Bush to spend even less time at his desk while still claiming to work? An effort to finally control a baseball team that wins? A deep psychological response to having once traded Sammy Sosa? To be honest, the answers here don't really matter. What matters is that cabinet officials, senior staff, and the president will be coaching T-ball teams of local kids. Local kids of local parents. And local parents in this town do things like run campaigns, head special interest groups, and lobby, lobby, lobby. Serious campaign finance reform will force political professionals to find new ways to squeeze the balloon and to move the cheese whiz. They'd be foolish to pass up this opportunity to tee off in the Bush League. Smart parents will rename the Rockville Rockfish to the Pass HR 912s. They'll face off against the former Georgetown Gophers, now known as the Pass the Kyoto Protocols. Third base coaches, who as recently as Saturday were heard shouting, "You're doing great, Billy. Next time run this way," will be heard saying, "Without improvements to the nation's energy grid, rolling blackouts won't be limited to California, and you'll be going to school in the dark." Teams coached by advisors to the American Oceans campaign will do the wave, of course, but with kids playing the role not just of water, but also dead fish and garbage. Outfielders will be coached to say, "If I had a tactical missile defense system, I could have picked off that baseball, preventing it from ever landing on my head and giving me a mild concussion. Thank goodness there was no nuclear payload." There's no end to the possibilities. Baseball gloves made entirely of kelp worn by the pro-animal rights team. Baseballs that come loaded with Microsoft Explorer for Bill Gates' well-funded squad. And the oil industry-backed team will take the field wielding bats made from Alaskan old-growth trees. They'll be chanting, "When you've seen one Sitka spruce, you've seen them all." Shameless. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go find a T-ball team that needs a lobbyist. A coach.
The comments of Peter Loge, director of the Justice Project, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit group that advocates death penalty reform.